We live in strange times. I mean, look back at just these last 2 years since the COVID pandemic hit us. Look at how different the world is today to what we expected, even just 24 months ago. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So as you look back on these last couple of years, what are the surprises for you, the things you never have expected? One of the things I see is the deployment of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, in ways that I'd never imagined. And for some, church has become a political movement where they identify themselves more through emerging a political dogma with their faith than they do through being a disciple who's taken up their cross to follow Jesus. Now, that's been around for a while, to be sure. But in these last couple of years, it's become more pronounced to the point where some who call themselves Christians have weaponized the gospel against those with opposing political and ideological views. So let's take the gospel back to basics for a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to remember the good news I told you. You received that good news message and you continue to base your life on it. That good news, the message you heard from me, is God's way to save you. But you must continue believing it. If you don't, you believe for nothing. I gave you the message that I received. I told you the most important truths, that Christ died for our sins, as the scriptures say, that he was buried and was raised to life on the third day, as the scriptures say, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12 apostles. The good news of Jesus Christ was never meant to be weaponized. That's God's word, fresh for you today. We've each been impacted by recent events in different ways, and for some, it hasn't been easy. But the good news is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.